Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Don Reese's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Don Reese's Hollywood Connections.
All right, it's your second hour of Hollywood Connections with Yvonne Madison and Don. All right, lights, camera, action. Ladies, you're on.
Thank you. Before we go, Peter, can you play that commercial for Ingrid of the General Hospital hunks that are coming in town on the 10th this weekend?
Yeah, I just played it, but I'll play it again.
Sure. Yeah, we'd like to hear it one more time.
You can never get enough of these guys.
I have a husband, so I'm very happily married.
Oh, me too.
My name is Patty Warinsky. I have a company called Soap This, and we are heating up the holidays with three actors from General Hospital, William DeVry, Donnell Turner, and Ryan Pavey. So please come and buy your tickets for this event. It's at the Feather Sound Country Club. December 10th, go to soapthis.ticketleap.com to buy your tickets. And any questions, call me, Patty, at 727-210-5143.
Okay, and we're back. And we have the lady that's putting this event on. And Ingrid, say hello to everybody worldwide and the web and on five stations.
Worldwide, wow.
We're
getting people from all over the world. Okay, that would be great. You know, it's a big country club. We can always have more tables set up, so don't worry about it.
I love it. I'm super excited. And, you know, you've got something really cool going on, so tell everybody all about it in person.
Well, we're having the three guys from General Hospital. We've had them from all the different soaps. This time it's General Hospital. Will DeVry, Donald Turner, Ryan Pavey. If you've been watching the show at all, he's William DeVry's been on for about 15 years, Donnell about a year, Ryan maybe 2-3 years, and anyway, they're all going to come down. It's a very hands-on experience, a very nice afternoon meet and greet, photo shoot. We also have a cocktail party in the evening, and we're going to be auctioning off the guys for breakfast in the morning.
Ooh.
So just every I know.
It sounds a little illicit,
but it's very, and I always say hands-on, but you know, it's clean fun.
I like hands-on.
I know it's clean fun, but anyway,
she's single.
You know, come join us. It's at the Feather Sound Country Club. We're going to have a good time. And you can go on to soapthisticketleap.com to find out about the tickets. And come and join us. We're going to have a great time. It's always a lot of fun. And you can bring your own camera. We do have a professional photographer there in the afternoon if you come to the meet and greet. But if you bring your camera or your phone at this point, hello, Ingrid. Welcome to 2016. You can take, you know, pictures with them with your own phone. But the professional photographer, he will take the pictures, and then they will be printed by the time you leave, and you can have them autographed by the stars. So come and join us. The food is included, cash bar. We're going to have a good time.
Super excited. Now, we still have Ellen on the phone. And Ellen, you know, Ingrid is really excited because she has something to do with the Cancer Foundation that you are helping as well. And you two are definitely going to talk afterwards. But Ellen, tell us, now you're on the second hour, and then we have a major guest in the house as well. Ellen, tell everybody about your event and where they can get tickets as well.
Yes, thank you so much. I am so excited. Thank you for the tickets. I can't wait till the event this weekend. And what Dawn is talking about is Mads Fashion 2017, our fashion show that's coming up on February the 4th at the Flamingo Water Park Resort. If you wish to book a room, you can just call and use the promo code St. Jude's to book your hotel room for just $55 per night, which includes 4 water park passes at the hotel. And the fashion show will begin on February the 4th at 6 p.m. The red carpet event will be at 5 p.m. and the after party will begin at 9 p.m.
Perfect. Well, we're super excited. We want to thank you, Ellen, and congratulations to being the winner of the amazing General Hospital letter. You're going to have some fun. And your letter was definitely from the heart.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, thank you so much. We can hardly wait. Oh. And if you want to find us, look for us on Facebook under Mads Fashion 2017. If you wish to be a part of this amazing event, just send us an email to madmommyshow2015@gmail.com.
Perfect.
It sounds great. And we can't wait to meet you and your daughter.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you.
Another Hollywood connection. Hey, Peter, we're going to go to another Christmas song. I think either Sleigh Bells or something I sent you or something. And then also find Tina's commercial for me that we just had for the Business View show that we're going to be promoting. I'll come back. It's under the Business View. I'll come back in a second. We'll play music. Enjoy. We're going to switcheroo our guest here, and we'll be right back. Tune into TanTalk1340.com.
Bye, guys.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. To sing a love song while we stroll along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. We'll pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say I am married, we'll say no man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Face unafraid plans that we made. Walking in the winter wonderland. Parson Brown. We'll say I already. We'll say no man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. The face unafraid, the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. We'll pretend that he is Parson Brown.
You like my music?
Love it.
Oh, I'm going to take off of my high. We're back in the 7 o'clock hour. Hope you're enjoying the show. Actually, we have some amazing men here that I had met this weekend, and I was so impressed with what they were doing. And Yvonne, I'm going to give you my headsets and mic and real quick, and I want you to introduce them and say hello.
You use the term men very loosely.
I'll say hello. How are you guys?
Hello.
How are you?
And we are doing great.
And your name is?
Elvis. No, I'm Jeff.
Oh, Elvis? I was getting excited there.
Yes. Go ahead.
And you are?
And I'm Chance.
And say it again.
Chance. Like taking a chance.
Okay.
And Patrick.
Patrick. Okay. So we're happy to, that you're here today in our studio. And, oh, Alexis, you're here? You're here today?
Hi, I'm standing right here for Miss Don Reese. I'm Alexia Maria Orivella, Miss International Showbiz Reporter. And I'm here to do a little bit of the show.
Woohoo!
Now, Alexia, I'm putting you as a host right now. You're taking my spot, and this is what I do for my reporters that are in-house. Now, you have been in a lot of horror movies. You have, I see her. You have a production company. I see her as killer, you know, like you know, what would you call it? Like, and then beauty queen, something by night.
tell us about her, how long she's been with you.
You've been with me forever.
Yes, since I was 9, and I'm 17. I'll be 18 in March.
And you just got done shooting about 4 or 5 other horror films.
Currently filming and finished filming, yes.
Okay, very so take cool. over. I want you to interview these guys, okay? It's your show.
All right, so hi, everyone. We were speaking a little bit outside, so it's good to sit down with you and talk on air. So tell everyone about yourselves.
Well, we are Dead X Radio, and we talk about paranormal, horror, and science fiction. We have been on, about a year and a half, around a year and a half. We are in over 80 countries. Our show is uncensored, so we're being very, very good today.
Yeah, this is G-rated.
So we're G-rating and censoring ourselves. So I say that to put that out there to let anyone under the age of 18 not allowed to watch our show. So you are not allowed to watch our show until March.
Until March.
I'm not allowed till March?
Nope, till March. Okay. All right.
I'll be 18 in March.
Yeah, when March rolls around, then you can go ahead and listen to us. Or if you come with us, you know, with a waiver from your mom and dad, that might work.
How about if I've had to do movies that have rated R content and I've had to say a little bit, do I get a slide then?
Once again, if we get a waiver from your mom and dad. We had a magazine article written up about us, and well, many, but one of them in particular said we were Howard Stern meets Art Bell.
And for the average person who doesn't know who Art Bell is, that's basically Howard Stern for the paranormal.
Yes.
Oh.
Coast to coast.
Nice.
Yeah. Also, too, you guys, you have a production company as well. Tell us about that. And then also, I want you to ask him about all the stars that they interviewed at Spooky Empire.
Okay. Well, yeah, production company. We're out of Sarasota, Florida. Mm-hmm. Frightmare Productions. John, who cannot be with us today because he's working on a Warner Brothers movie project that we are not at liberty to talk about. He works on very big productions. He was he does Prop Master. He does a lot of different roles in movies. He was on Infiltrator, Spring Breakers, a lot of things that are shot in and around Florida. So he's very busy, very busy.
Okay, will that become part of your studio? Come through your studio, Warner Brothers production?
It's coming through our studio. We have the prop side, and then we have the actual studio side.
Okay,
we've in-house done a handful of movies between all of us, and we have some movies projects that are coming up. But the current project that is kind of taking the forefront for our own personal projects is our TV show. Mm-hmm. Our TV show is called Dedex Chronicles, which is essentially us. We're the DeadX boys. We are taking celebrities on paranormal investigations. Oh. And the concept really is to scare them. I mean, we're gonna mess with them a little bit. We don't want to, I mean, the paranormal side of it, we want them to have actual real paranormal experiences, but before we take them in, we're going to kind of mess with them a little and get them a little freaked out.
Was it something like improvisational? Would that be something like that?
Everything we do is improvisational.
Everything, yeah, we do is improv. It is one of those things.
But you do have like a theme to your improvisation.
Yes, yes. The theme behind the... yeah. I would say, yeah, we might have like one word out of a whole theme and then we just kind of go off on tangents. We are definitely the show with ADD. We'll put it that way.
Oh. Wow.
So, yeah, but with this, you know, in particular, we'll be taking the celebrities with us to very well-known, documented, big, you know, historical haunted locations. And like Jeff was saying, you know, and we're going to mess with them and we're going to see how they react in our environment doing investigations. And then on top of that, Mr. Tom Holland, who is the gentleman who created Chucky, who directed Child's Play, is our executive producer.
Oh, wow.
That television series. Yeah, and also David Shackler from Village of the Damned.
That's great. So... you guys have been doing this for over a year, you say?
At least like a week or two, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, at least a week or two.
Yeah.
How did you guys get together, and how did you meet to come up with this kind of radio and this now show?
There's so many different, like, pinnacle moments. I mean, Pat and I, which real quick, I'm Jeff Hillier, Pat Webb,
yes,
and Chance Hancock, yes, and our other fourth comrade is John Rusnick, who is not with us today. He's not dead yet. He's just not with us today yet. I mean, I'm sure that we'll kill him one day. But I've known Pat for years. I'm not going to say how many because it'll tell everyone how old we are. We're a little older than 17.
Yeah, just a little.
Chance and I actually met on the set because Chance and I are actors.
Whatever.
Pat loves it when I say that because he's like, I'm an actor too.
I'm the real talent, trust me.
Wait, do you have an agent, both of you?
No, and there's a reason why.
Okay, because you know we just had Marty on.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That's cool.
okay, what's the reason why?
Well, the reason why is we have our own projects. We do the production side as well as the talent side. So a lot of our production side is keeping us really busy, and we have a lot of things in the works right now that we've cultivated ourselves. So if we had agents, then our agent well, probably would just be making money off of things that we've already done ourselves.
Yeah, right.
Can I tell you real quick? Kevin Sorbo from Hercules said, I don't have an agent. I don't need one. But, you know, and he's got his own gigs going. But a lot of people are going to want to know, can I send photos, headshots, anything over to you as well? And where do they do that?
Okay, well, sending, what do you mean? Send them to us to be in our projects?
Yes, exactly, because that's what my show is about. It's getting you connected in show business. I'm not an agent or a manager, but I'm helping people get connected.
Okay.
As you know, that's one question. And then I know Kenny, besides me here, he's an actor. He definitely has a question for you.
Well, we use casting directors on projects that we work on. So, for instance, one of our people that are helping us get our Dead X Chronicles picked up, she is actually a casting director herself, too.
Right.
So she kind of helps pull in people. When we do Dead X Chronicles, we're taking the celebrities on real paranormal investigations where, you know, we're going to, like, set up things and kind of mess with them and freak them out and get them a little scared before we take them in to the actual paranormal. But in doing those shows, we are going to have to recreate historical incidents that have happened at the location. So we will be bringing in talent there as well.
Right.
Now, a lot of those, we're going to bring in talent from the location, like when we're, Pennhurst or whatever, Waverly Hills, wherever we're going to be doing that particular episode from, we'll probably pull in talent local because it's not going to be cost effective for us to fly the cast from Florida out there.
And that's amazing. And what's your website? Did you give that yet as well for people to go to?
Right now, deadxradio.com is the one we want people to go to. That's our show. That's kind of the pinnacle right now. Dead X Chronicles, we're still in the works. It's still being cultivated and pushed out. And we're in talks with multiple networks, so we can't really say anything just yet. But, we're just excited that somehow we suckered Horror Legend in executive producing for us. And I think, and it didn't require roofies this time, which was a plus.
Very good. Well, Elvis, I would like to hear from Elvis. Pat.
From Pat or Chance?
Pat.
Okay.
Pat? No one ever wants to hear from Pat.
Well, apparently she does.
I
appreciate that.
Is it the blue hair?
It's the blue hair.
Okay, it'll be the blue.
That's because I'm the sexy of the show.
Yes, you
know.
You are.
No. Go ahead. You can talk to Pat, and we'll just correct anything he says. Go
exactly.
Ahead.
Yes.
Yes. I would like to know how are you involved in this whole project? I didn't hear from you.
How am I involved?
He's our lackey.
Yes.
Well, you know, that's what they propose.
He brings us coffee.
Actually, I'm the creative consultant of the show.
Okay.
A lot of the ideas, a lot of things that we do, whatever I try to cultivate, come up with. Introduced to these two, listen to them bicker about it. And then, you know, we usually come up with a good idea between all of us. So I try to bring that genius to the table. Like Jeff said earlier, we've been friends for a long time. And through mutual things, the show came together. And here we are doing it. And it's what a ride it's been.
Okay, Chance, what would you like to add to that?
Okay, first off, everything Pat said was a lie. No, I'm kidding. Actually, Pat very much was spot on. I mean, all of us come from different backgrounds, but we've all been friends for a very long time. And then we had this idea that the three of us right here formulated and put together to do Dead X Radio. And what we've done so far with Dead X Radio, and not to toot our own horn, but we will because we all have egos, is that when we first started doing Dead X Radio, we're talking about a three-hour podcast show once a week. That's it. And we've only into our 70th show right now, 77th? 78th show right now, and we're already heard in 80 countries already. And we talk to celebrities all over across the board right now.
Well, I know Alexi's going to ask you about this weekend and who you interviewed. I know Elvira was there and all these great people. But Kenny, you have a question for these guys. Microphone, quick, up.
A question is, you got my card?
Yes, we got your card.
That's all the question is.
We're going to put you to work. I'm going to put you in drag, though, and you're going to be a transvestite.
Right.
That's going to be exciting.
That's fine.
Right. I mean, it worked for John Travolta in Hairspray.
I'm finishing up a show now being a brain surgeon from a mob boss.
Oh.
Now tell me that switch.
I like it.
And I'll send you my reel and stuff, and then you could check it out from there.
Yeah, I'd love to.
But it's on the back of the card there. I got the
everything.
So basically you're going from bashing brains to fixing brains.
Well, I could really blend in with you guys. This look is one look tonight.
That's horrible.
We have been called the cartel of the paranormal, so I guess,
One of our good friends, Elizabeth Saints, on a show called Ghosts of Shepherdstown, and she... We were interviewing someone else, and she just randomly called the show one time, and she said, "I'm trying to get to investigate a place down there, and I keep hearing this like paranormal cartel. These people try to own these places, and they won't let you in to investigate them." And we kind of laughed, and we're like, "Sweetie,
guys, ever do any wise guy movies, but mobsters or anything like that?"
Not at this time.
Right now we're working on the TV show. Afterwards,
I'm working on another Godfather. I'm gonna tell you, this is time. Sonny, you take care
That's
of
good.
Guys. You know what I'm saying? All day.
And he doesn't even have cotton balls in his mouth.
It goes from one thing to another.
I've been doing it
since 1955, by the way.
1955.
That was like when your parents were born?
Yeah.
Well,
pretty much.
Yeah, that's how far back I go. That was my first commercial.
Did dinosaurs still exist at that point?
Yeah. When I used to go for my bread.
Yeah.
Lucky.
They were...
Since then we have electricity, indoor plumbing. That's amazing.
Well, his social security number was 2.
Yeah. The script was written on stone tablets.
Microwave.
That's great.
Yes.
There was no microwave.
I've never met someone that acted in silent movies. That's amazing.
Yeah, I was in a silent movie.
What was Charlie Chaplin really like?
You were? All right. Really?
I think Pat should probably explain how we are brutal on our show.
Well, we're very brutal with each other.
With the blue hair.
That's right.
Yes.
I'll explain why here shortly.
Okay.
But we're very, being friends the way we are, we brutalize each other.
Aww.
We do.
Practicing.
But
we have to, though.
We've been practicing for years, now we put it into play. But it's all in fun. We take our jabs at each other. Like Chance said earlier, you know, we do have big egos. Coming from the entertainment background, so we have to keep each other in check anyway, and it's just fun. The blue hair is actually back in July. I got diagnosed with diabetes. It's for diabetes awareness. It's the color for diabetes.
Diabetes, so should I do my? I just cut all my hair off recently.
Well,
so
I think you should dye it blue.
You should do it blue,
yes.
And it would look great. It would look great.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, we were kind of disappointed.
I didn't know that. Yeah,
I actually survived and lived.
Yeah, they survived. He survived, so we're like, oh, man.
So now I'm an advocate for it. I try to push it everywhere to everybody get checked and take care of yourselves.
Yes.
Yeah, we all kind of have a certain... With our show, I mean, we... I can't say what the actual hashtag is that's out there about us because this is a clean show.
But it's
certain types of people with a point.
Right.
No, I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
And that's describing us because we do poke fun. We do say off-color jokes. I mean, pretty much 90% of our show is off-color jokes.
Okay.
Just to get there.
90%?
But everything that we do, we all have a point. I mean, we are very adamant about educating people, not just on the paranormal, but, you know, just in general. There's a lot of false knowledge out there. Floating around, so we like to help educate people, but not only that, but we have causes.
When you say educate people, educate them to what?
Well, sometimes with the paranormal, like there's certain things that people believe, you know, as far as paranormal goes, that we try to bring, you know, an element of reality and you know, questioning the right things, but also just things about like old wives' tales that are out there. I mean, people jump on bandwagons a lot, and we try to bring an education value to it, as well as entertain. Right. And a lot of it too is we all have causes that we fight for. Pat, diabetes. Chance is really big on against bullying, and mine is depression, because I went through a major bout of depression, which actually asking about how Dead X Radio started, really a big part of starting Dead X Radio is a girl broke my heart, so I wanted to do something big to rub it in her face, so that way I got super, super famous, and she would end up regretting her life, and it's worked.
Excuse
me, I'm sorry.
Okay.
We have to go to a commercial break, and you'll be back in the studio when we return, right?
Doing cartwheels.
Okay.
Yay!
Hello, my name is Tina, and I'm a team leader with Dove Chocolate Discoveries, a Mars Corporation. We are currently looking for people who have a love of food and drink combined with cocoa. You can own your own business free by just having a launch party to introduce your friends, family, neighbors, and others to our wonderful product line. You will earn great income and have lots of fun. For more information, give us a call at 813-445-3295. Again, That's 813-445-3295.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
So, welcome back after the commercial break. We're here with
Chance,
Jeffrey,
Patrick.
All right,
DedX Radio.
DedX Radio. So we were just talking about all the great things that's coming up for you, including your show that's still being promoted right now. So I wanted to know how you met Dawn Reese. I know that you guys met at Spooky Empire, and she said you interviewed some stars, and she wanted me to ask about it.
Oh, that's such a lie. That's such a lie.
I was passing out flyers on their table.
That is such a lie. We met her in a seedy little bar. And, no, I'm kidding.
That was actually, down the street from Spooky.
She don't always tell everything.
I know, right?
My husband's listening, and he's like, in the car.
You better call on the show, buddy.
No,
I got some stories for you.
I was passing out flyers. Honest to God, there's a Bible in front of me.
Yes, she really was. She was handing out flyers, and we happened to be at Spooky Empire. We were hosting, DedX Radio. We were emceeing the Tattoo Festival, and we were also, hosting our show there, talking with the celebrities. And she had walked by and saw us doing our thing, and saw the crowd that was getting generated by us, and she wanted to come over and say hi, and passed on this fancy thing to us, and
asked
if we wanted to come in here, and we're like, absolutely.
That's so cool. So your radio show, you do remotes and everything, since you were guys at Spooky Empire, right?
Yep. Yes.
So what is your typical guest, and what do they come on the show for? Do they talk about their paranormal stories, or are they just asking you questions curious about paranormal-related or sci-fi-related things?
I would say it kind of depends on the theme of the show that day. Okay. Let's say we're talking about horror films, then we might talk to somebody from, The Walking Dead. We might talk to somebody from, a couple of horror films. We have a lot of director friends, actors, so on and so forth. So it's kind of like maybe dependent upon the theme of the day for that show on who we talk to. And when we talk to them, because we're uncensored, and I'll make sure I keep this very clean, we try to get them to open up and be like one of the boys. We'll put it that way. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the TV show Z Nation on Sci-Fi. All right, the star Cletus Smith and Keith Allen, they've both been on our show. And we've actually got Cletus Smith to drop the F-bomb on our show. It's our contest. We have our guests to try to get them to do that.
You just announced it, so now they're going to know.
Mm-hmm.
But we tell them anyway.
I got a cool story. It's kind of funny. Finn from Stranger Things was at Spooky Empire. And we're walking around, and we walk in the room. And, because we were just making our rounds and everything, trying to see who we could pull on and meet
Lore.
And everything. Lure into our trap, our den
into
of
the van.
We got the candy in the van. Get in. So we're walking around, and we walk up to Finn, and I was floored talking to him. He recognized us. He my first thing when he said that he knew who we were and recognized us was, I was like, "You're too young to watch my show."
Exactly.
To watch our show. Don't watch our show. It's like, no. And if you do, don't tell your parents.
Right.
Well, I have something because, on the fan2c.com, you see who The Walking Dead is. Did you interview any of these people on our flyer?
No, none of these people we have interviewed yet. So you get us on the boat and we'll interview them.
That's a great way.
Actually, I believe Lou Temple is supposed to be coming on our show. I got to look at our books. I believe we do have him booked, actually.
Probably.
Is it before the cruise? Can he talk about the cruise as well, that he's excited?
When is the cruise again? It's January what?
19th to 23rd.
I'll have to look at her books when we get back. I'm not sure.
Okay. And then also, too, is Yvonne, you have some more questions.
Not really. I don't have any more questions.
Your Honor, I don't have any more questions at this time.
Not really.
The defense rests.
I just wanted to thank you for coming here and telling us about your studio. And to know that you guys are right here around in this area is very good. And do you guys have anything last words to say?
I feel like I'm giving my last rites here.
I know, right?
Last words, delete my browser history. Would be one thing I would say.
Yeah.
Get rid of the magazines underneath his bed.
I know. Well, in the meantime, we have to give a shout out to crowncars.com real quick. Stay here, guys, because Crown Cars gave us the cars for the parade. Philip Boone, we want to thank you so much from our heart. And Yvonne, you want to say something from your heart to Philip on air?
Yes, I want to thank you for everything you did for us on Sunday. It was a treat, and you were just wonderful. Thank you so much, and we're looking forward to you coming back on the 17th and taking us for that ride again.
That's right. Largo Old Fashioned Christmas Parade will be on the 17th. We're giving them a shout out as well. And also, I need a shout out for the new show, The Business View. If you have a business and you want to be promoted, it's $250. You're going to get 40 30-second commercial spots throughout the week. And also, you get 20 minutes in on air. So you're going to be aired just like Tina was here yesterday. Her commercial ran twice already on my show, and it's been running all week. So in the meantime, now I have Calvin here. Kelvin is over there. Oh, okay. He's over there. Now, you've been interviewing these guys, our new reporter. What questions do you want to ask them real quick?
I have three. Do you guys ever get scared on TV?
Just when I have to look at these guys' faces.
Oh.
It's very, very scary to me when I wake up and I look at them and I'm like, ah, I scream.
Do you guys stay nearby each other? I mean, you stay together?
Yeah, near like the... What's it called? Like
the bedroom.
Yes, we have shared bedrooms before. Yeah.
Mostly those two.
Don't trap us into those kind of questions on this clean show.
Yeah, like through like when you're doing the paranormal activity stuff on TV, do you guys like ever get scared and like?
No, because I mean honestly, I mean all three of us, and we've been doing this for a very long time. I mean, well over a decade. But I want to once again see how old we are, so we'll leave it at that. But you know, we've been doing it for a long time, and it's one of those things that yeah, you might have a moment that may startle you, but get scared? No, because that's what we want to do. When something weird happens, that's what we're looking for and want to go after it.
Yep.
Exactly.
Like basically, you're
we're
seeking
there
adrenaline.
To find it.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like if you go to the buffet to find food. And then you find food, and you're like, oh, my God, I'm freaked out. No, that's the reason we're there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What is your next question?
My next question is, do you ever, like, not take a case of paranormal?
Yes, there are times that we won't take a case. Usually it's dependent upon what the situation is that's going on. We like to do what we call a pre-interview before we actually investigate. We go in and we meet with the people, go to the location. And realistically, you are looking for situations that can be explained away before you even start doing an investigation.
Oh.
So sometimes, you know, it might be something very simple. We may realize on the spot and go, hey, case solved. No reason to go further.
Yes.
Or B, sometimes you run into situations where people have issues.
People are real people sometimes, right?
Yeah, yeah. And so at that point in time, we're like, yeah, no.
Yes.
All right. I thought of a... I thought up of another one, so now I have four. What do you, you told me, over there outside,
I did not say I was your father. No. That's all a lie.
No, you told me that, you guys, do horror, like, stuff with paranormal activity and horror.
Yep.
What sci-fi stuff do you do?
Oh, God. Sci-fi stuff. It would be a lot of the different guests that we've had on our show.
Yeah, we've, as far as our show format for DeadX Radio, it's paranormal, horror, and science fiction. So yes, that's the interviewing the celebrities from all the genres. So we may, because we'll talk. I mean, science fiction really is such a broad spectrum. You can do superheroes, you can do fantasy, you can do. Star Trek, Star Wars, Hunger Games. I mean, all of that kind of fits under the science fiction.
Tyler Mayne, for example.
Tyler Mayne played Sabretooth in the X-Men. We had him on. So, I mean,
he played Michael Myers in Rob Zombie's Halloween.
Yeah. So, you know, it's bringing on the guests and everything. And then, really, the three genres, we all love those genres. So, even us just sitting around talking about the subjects, it's entertaining. And if no one else is entertained by it, we are.
I have a question. Are you ever going to do like a put it all together and do a movie?
Oh yeah,
Definitely.
Oh yeah, we have a master plan. Really, our plan is world domination. And we're literally building an empire, and it includes movies, TV shows, and I'm sure
this is coming from your studio.
Everything out of the studio, everything. I mean, we have events planned. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll probably even do sock puppets at some point.
Right. I have a question. So when you go investigating, like how you say, like sometimes you do the pre-interviews and stuff, and then when you get to a place, say it's like a haunted house. I know I've seen shows like the ones that are like fake scripted shows about like how they have the special equipment and stuff. Not talking about like Ghostbusters or anything, but do you guys have special equipments to, if you're like looking for a ghost, to help see and track? Because I'm completely new to that and I wouldn't know. So I'm
yeah. Actually, we have a new one we just came out with. It's a box that you prop up with a stick and a string, and you wait for a ghost to go underneath, and you just pull the stick out and it drops on top of them so you can catch them.
Right.
So and that one, I mean, it took a lot of work and effort to put that together.
Sounds like a lot of effort.
What we actually do is, I mean, the equipment we bring is not necessarily to hunt ghosts. What we bring the equipment for is to disprove anything normal going on. Okay. That's what that equipment is there to pick up.
Okay.
So if you finally, you know, range everything out, that there's nothing, no other normal explanation that you can come up with, and it's still happening, then it's paranormal.
Right.
Yeah, Peter Blake over there, my producer, super producer, you have a question for these guys. I know you've been listening. You said this is very interesting. What would you like to ask them?
What is the most interesting thing that's ever happened to you while doing a radio show or going out in the field and covering this type of thing?
Mine was, I did an investigation in Nielsen Glass Factory in Sarasota, Florida, before they closed it. And on the investigation, the woman who owned the place with her husband had passed away, and everybody was claiming they saw him in this building. So we went and we investigated overnight. And we, as a group, we're the kind of people that we like that evidence. It's the brick in the face evidence. You know, like you'll see the ghost shows where they're like, oh, that was Satan. No, that was the wind blowing. You know, we like that, you know, something definitive. So I took a flashlight and I put it inside this railing that was a V shape where there's no way it could roll out. You know, that if it was anything was to move it, it would have to literally pick it up and throw it. So I asked it to do it, and it moved a forklift sideways 8 inches.
Interesting. Really?
Wow. Yeah. We literally had like the skids on it and everything actually scraped into the concrete. This forklift got pushed sideways by about 8 inches.
Wow.
Yeah. It'd be one thing if it would have rolled like if it was on an incline or something like that, but this is flat concrete and it went sideways.
Well, chances of man, it was probably only 2 inches.
You're right.
I don't know how to measure 8.
You like the scary movies today, or you like them?
I have another question.
Well, all right.
He's going to just cut you off.
I know, he just cut me off.
Wait,
no, I was going to say,
what
do you prefer, scary movies of today or scary movies of yesteryear?
Oh, the classics. I mean, there's a couple of good ones that's come out, but I mean, my all-time favorite movie is Jaws. Hands down, for across the board for everything, Jaws is my all-time favorite movie.
Very cool.
I think, see, here's the thing. I mean, being filmmakers and into all of this stuff, I desire to be scared. There's nothing that scares me. I mean, besides committed relationships, but movie-wise, there's
nothing.
That's
a different type of scare.
It is. But nothing really scares me, you know, movie-wise. So, you know, if you get a little bit of a jump out of it, then I like it. But, I kind of have a challenge out there for every horror movie maker is scare me. That's, you know,
I got one for you. Freddy, Jason, or Michael Myers, who do you take?
Here goes that topic. All right, Pat.
Totally Jason. 100%. Meeting Kane Hodder and interviewing him, what a blast. I wanted to get into it because these two don't share that same thing, even though he has the most kills in horror history.
Mine's Michael Myers because I love the story behind Halloween.
But here's the thing. I mean, these guys, Michael Myers, Jason, I mean, it's all fine and dandy, but my favorite is just honestly the best. And it's not even a question. It's not opinion. It's fact. Freddy.
Oh, absolutely.
Freddy.
This is where the elders come in.
That's because Jeff likes to dream a lot. That's why.
You guys are lucky we're not in our studio.
Listen, let me tell you who my favorite is. You're going to die.
Ready?
Well, here's...
Wait, let me tell you.
Okay, go ahead. Please.
Frankenstein.
Yes!
Frankenstein. That's because he looks like Frankenstein.
I do like Frankenstein.
He does look a little bit like
Frankenstein. And I'm okay with that. I like looking like Frankenstein.
But I do have to say, the Kane Hodder that plays Jason in the movies, we all got our photo ops with him this past weekend at Spooky Empire. And when he likes to do these poses where he chokes people in the pictures, I can promise you, he really chokes. To the point to where if they took a little longer to take the pictures, I would have been on the floor.
Wow. Nice.
You just met Michael Myers. Did you talk about that yet as well?
Oh, well, when we had, Tyler Mayne, thank you. We've interviewed so many people. When we had Tyler Mayne is the guy that played Michael Myers in Rob Zombie's version of Halloween 1 and 2. And he also played Sabretooth in X-Men. He played in Troy with Brad Pitt. Him, by far, one of the most awesome guys, and he is huge. He's the biggest Michael Myers out of all the Halloween, the old franchise. He stands 6'8".
Oh, wow.
Big boy.
And it was disappointing that Kane Hodder wasn't in the one versus Freddy. That was disappointing. I think he should have been in it if anybody was going to be in it.
Totally agree.
I have a question. another question.
I'm still not your dad.
Go ahead, you're not on the air.
I'm Mikey.
Have you guys ever worked with poltergeist?
Like the actual poltergeist? Do you know what poltergeist means?
No, ghost type.
Yeah, yeah. Poltergeist really just means noisy ghost.
Yep, it's a German word.
It's a German word. And it's actually kind of grown, and now the stigma around poltergeist is more than just noise. You know, it's associated with objects flying across the room, and basically it's just a ghost with a temper tantrum.
Pretty much.
Okay. Yeah, because when people think about poltergeist, they think of this ghost that wants to kill your life and end it.
That's called Hollywood. All right. In real life, I mean, if you took say the film Poltergeist, we'll use that as an example. Since the fact that they do actually deal with, this, force from the other side, that they can actually see and communicate with and everything else, that's actually not a poltergeist. It's actually a intelligent haunt. So Poltergeist really is not Poltergeist. The movie Poltergeist, that was back before they really got heavily into doing investigations. They started coming out with more terminology to explain everything. So you have an intelligent haunt. That's where, let's say you're in a room. And a spirit picks an object up and actually throws and hits you. So you move over to the other side of the room. It throws another object and still hits you. So it knows you're there. It's totally aware. Mm-hmm. So that's an intelligent haunt. Then you have what's called a residual haunt, where it's more like kind of a movie playing itself over and over and over again. Like when you hear the stories every October around the fog, you'll see Pat rise up from the Cheerio Bowl and walk across the living room.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, the Cheerios, or from his bowl of Cheerios, and walk across the living room every year.
Who said
on Halloween.
Cheerios?
Yeah, you could stand there and it would walk right past you and be totally oblivious to you're even there. That's because it's a residual energy.
It's the energy that's stuck in that one location or whatever, repeating itself over and over again.
But the most important thing when you're laying in bed tonight trying to sleep all alone, I want you to realize that there is a ghost in there that will try to kill you.
I have a question. Okay, this is important. Our dog passed away, Ginger.
Okay.
And honest to God, the week before she passed away, we have another dog, but I thought that it was Ginger jumping off the bed, and it wasn't. Sandy Beach was still there. Now, can you explain what that would be, a little misty thing jumping off of my bed? Now, that really happened.
Well, okay, all dogs go to heaven.
And here's the thing. There's a lot of different opinions out there as far as animals. I mean, if you...
Unless it's Pet Cemetery, of course.
Exactly. But if you think about it, if you believe in any of this and the study of what we do, it's really just a transference of energy.
Exactly.
So
my mom said that all the time. She would say, if you're buying something from a thrift store and there's so much energy from the people that owned it, I believe that too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's very true. I mean, one thing that they have out there now. Understandable, or I want to make sure we clear this up right now. One, there is no expert in the paranormal field. There's a lot of people that say that they are. I would say they're knowledgeable, but they're not actually an expert. What I consider by definition as an expert is somebody that actually has a certification for what they're doing. Everything we do is by trial and error, trying to debunk and figure out what's going on. So with that being said, one of the theories out there for a haunting to happen is a spirit will attach itself to one of three things. A person, a place, or an object. So, It's
a noun.
Thank you.
Exactly. Okay, an adjective.
We figured it out. Ghost or noun.
Let me ask you this. This is coming to my mind. I'm Dawn Reese, back again, host. And my father passed away, and there was a chair that he sat in all the time. Mm-hmm. And my sister-in-law sat in that chair, and the lights were blinking on like crazy in the house. And every time she'd sit down, the lights would blink again. And we said, you better move because Dad doesn't like you sitting in that chair. Now, have you heard of things happening like that?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Actually, in my aunt's house, after she passed away, her favorite rocking chair, that it would start to rock on its own, and there was no wind in the house. It's one thing if you have an object that all of a sudden just casually starts to move because, you know, the air conditioning kicked on or something like that. I mean, it looked like somebody walked by and smacked it, then started it to moving. It would just all of a sudden just start going. And it was funny because I noticed that every time somebody sat in that chair, they would always be uncomfortable in that chair within like 5 minutes, and they would have to get up and get out of it.
Wow. Okay, another question. There was a house I was in Colorado, and I can't tell you the situation, but the doors.
You can tell us.
Well, my husband's friend had passed away before we moved in, and the lights would turn and dim, you know, in the bedroom, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden the doors would slam. Remember, Bert? I mean, they would just slam. There was no wind. Oh, so can you? Yeah, you want to remember? You saw that. And he felt something as well. You felt something that when you were walking out of the door.
Yeah, I would always feel that sometimes I would have a presence over my shoulder. He's a very one of my best friends. And he would, but yeah, yes, he passed away and we're living in the house. And yeah, I had all these creepy feelings over my shoulder all the time.
Mm-hmm. So what would and, you say that was? And especially doors slamming as well.
Well, here's the thing.
We're not there anymore.
we interviewed a gentleman, Scott Grunewald, a couple weeks ago. He was on the Paranormal Paparazzi on Travel Channel for a while. And we brought up a question that I asked him was about orbs. In the paranormal world, orbs, people go crazy over. My personal opinion, 90% of orbs are not real. It's dust, it's particles. You can even, there could be moisture in there. There's a million other things that an orb can be besides, you know, a ghost. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and asking him, and the funny thing about this is people that have been doing this for a long time, you know, and do it for real, they really all have the same opinion about orbs, that there's really, there's not much to them. But when I asked Scott on air, he gave one of the best answers that I've ever heard. And that was that if Sally over here brings me a picture of an orb and says, my grandmother died and I got this picture of an orb and I felt that it was her. At that point, you know what? You're right. That's your grandma.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. let her have that, because that's something yes. that she's holding on to, that she's attached to. Mm-hmm. But, you know, is it who knows, you know, but, you know, if that's her experience, that's what she needs at this moment in time, you know, really getting into something like that, we could go into that same location. And, like, you know, sitting in the chair and having the lights dim, you know, there may be an extension cord that the thing is on. Who knows what is there without actually, I mean, if someone's calling us in as experts and saying, mm-hmm. we need you to really find out what's going on here,
yes.
our first go-to is going to be the normal.
Right.
Because they're 90% of the time normal. I say 90% of the time a lot. apparently, 90%, apparently, a lot of things are 90%.
So 90%
of the time,
yeah.
I say 90% of the time. But really, it's majority of the time, things can be explained in the normal rather than the paranormal. And you know, does that mean that there's not ghost activity,
Yay.
And that, you know, the spirit of your friend or your dog is not there? No, I mean, that could very well be too. But when we look at each element of evidence that we have to look at, we have to treat each one individually as to what it could possibly be.
Right.
Yeah, the one thing that we wanted to make clear too, like when we do Dead X Chronicles, we said from the very beginning, this show is about entertainment.
Yes.
Right.
We are. Yeah. Like, let's say that if you contacted us, you know, Dawn, you said, hey, look, uh-huh. I believe I have a haunting going on in my home. You know, I would love to have you guys come in and check it out and see if there's something going on. Mm-hmm. We're not showing up with the camera crew and all that. Mm-hmm. That's going to be just us and do the investigation.
Right.
Nobody needs to know about it. We never speak of it. You know, we do believe in client confidentiality.
Because at first, it was like the show and fiction. And now we got down to a little bit more spirituality and some type of deeper stuff.
Well, like we were saying before, when we do Dead X Chronicles, we're taking a celebrity along. It's more about the celebrity and see how they react doing what we do. Right. You know, and plus our really screwed up sense of humors and kind of mixing that in the, you know, into the blend.
Right.
Now, however, the investigations will be real that we are doing with them, but we're not going to do a private citizen's home. This is like, you know, where nobody lives, big historical locations, stuff like that. And the reason why is because, like, we agreed across the board, you know, in the paranormal, if somebody came to me for help and they believe there's something going on in their home and they're affected by it and they want us to check it out, it's not my job to bring a camera crew in on that. No. You know, I would rather we did it in private, confidential, and that was it. That's not a place for cameras for us.
You guys are amazing. We're going to have them come back because it's so interesting. And I know at 7:56, we're looking at, we're only till 8, and then we're going to end with some Christmas music, our third one, in a few minutes. But
do you want Pat to sing Christmas music to you? He'll serenade you.
What about mediums? What about, because, you know, I had
Pat's a large.
No. No, I had, that's very funny. Yeah, we had a medium on our show, and I was trying to get him on today as well. Do you work with them also?
90% of medium. No.
A 90% man.
Actually, most mediums, I would say, actually using your term, 90% of them are all liars. No, I'm kidding. Actually, we have quite a few friends of ours. I mean, good friends of ours in the paranormal field that do, you know, medium type work and everything, and I have been pretty impressed by them, and we are very hard to be impressed,
yes,
to say the least.
That's very true.
You know, because we are the kind
of, we
are the kind of people that if we think you're full of it, we'll let you know you're full of it. Right. You know, and we don't hesitate.
Actually, well, you have to understand that as well. That falls in the paranormal field as well, because you have a gift that you're using and everything like that, which is something else that we, like it said, investigate. Because if you're telling us something, it needs to ring true. Because, you know what I mean? Because that's what we want.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? If we have a controlled environment, we're doing an investigation, and let's say that, you know, a medium wants to come along with us. April, you know, Saxton's a good friend of ours.
Claxton.
Yeah.
You said it right the first time.
Well, yeah. We would bring her along or something like that, you know, for this situation. And she is the kind of person we know that she's legitimate. We've worked with her many times before. And she's the kind that if we found evidence that backed up what she's telling us, well, a lot of people don't understand. You're not proving just the fact that a haunting is happening. You're also proving there's people out there with real gifts.
Yes.
Right.
You know, so, and like I said, I mean, have I met mediums before that were totally bunk? Yes, absolutely. Quite a few. You know, but.
But they are.
But there are a few. Yeah, there are a few that has totally blown each and every one of us away.
Yes.
Right.
I want to thank everybody. I'm taking the mic here at 7:58. And again, thank you. And is any last words? We're going to go around the table real quick for being here. Your website, your phone number, anything else that you want to say?
Yes, our website, deadxradio.com. My phone number, well, ladies, you're going to have to ask that for yourself. but yeah, hit us up on deadxradio.com. You can find us on Facebook at deadxradio. Twitter, we're at deadxradio. Instagram, to switch it up, we're at deadxradio. pretty much every place, just search deadxradio and you're bound to find.
Dead
if you don't find us,
X-Radio.
Yeah, deadxradio. Right. If you don't find us by searching that, then there's no hope for you. And we don't really want you as a fan if you can't find us that way.
Exactly.
Yes, go ahead. Any last words? We have 1 minute.
Yeah, just whenever you go to deadxradio.com, you'll also see all of our links for our Twitter, our personal Twitters and all that, too, that you can follow and everything.
Awesome. And also?
Okay, yeah, the last thing is, honestly, if you go, subscribe, follow, do anything on all our social medias. We'd love to have you aboard and enjoy the madness of mayhem.
Yes, and once again, remember, we are uncensored. We use potty words.
Yes.
But
And please go to HollywoodConnections.biz. I want to thank you, Dawn Reese, for tuning in. And Alexi, any last words?
No, thank you so much for having me, and thank you guys for letting me speak with you. It was really great.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yvonne, any last words?
I had a good time at the Christmas parade. I loved it.
Yes, crowncars.com. We want to thank you. Go to HollywoodConnections.biz. Check us out. See what